Everybody's got their game faces on. They're ready to go.
I know. It's serious. It's serious. It's love, but it's all serious.
Love
stuff.
Is in the air.
Okay, check that. Is that on there?
Check, check, check.
Oh, you're in. You're all over it. We got it. You know, we got a studio. We got a studio full of love, ladies and gentlemen. Studio full of love. Look at you. Look at Laura.
Man, she's crazy.
Oh, man.
How long did you take on these? What? How long did that take you to make those? Oh, not that long. I've been doing little projects all week. I'm disappointed there's no glitter.
Yeah,
I don't glitter. You touch yourself and you get it all over.
Yeah, I hate it when I touch myself and I get it all over. It was, come on, that was so easy. So Laura has actually made little cards, so each couple is holding up the card so I see their names.
I feel bad, I spelled Rachel wrong.
Oh, man,
start
that
over.
Hurts.
That
I
hurts.
Spell that over.
That hurts.
Rachel.
So this is the deal. We've teamed up with our friends at Portland Mattress Makers, and we have four couples in studio, mm-hmm. and we're going to see how well they know each other. Like, look, I failed this game with my wife, and we've been married almost 27 years. So it's a little bit of a test of that, okay? And we're going to introduce our couples now that I can look at them and see them, but I'm going to go around. We'll start over here on the left. And we'll meet our. I have your letters, by the way, that you wrote. Okay, so I'll share a little bit of them. Some of you don't know what the other person wrote. Am I understanding that right?
I'll say it. Raise your hand if you wrote the letter.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
All right.
Nice.
So we start off with Joe and Felicia. Bye, Felicia.
Hello.
Oh, he was so excited to get
so
up here.
Excited. How many times, Felicia, have you heard that? Right?
Only 6 times a day.
Yeah, only. Oh, it's just not enough, especially with Scotty. So where are you guys from?
Barnstead.
Okay, and where did you, who wrote the letter?
I did.
Okay, all right. So I have it here, okay? I'm going to share a little bit. Is that okay?
Yep.
And by the way, if we get to a point, at any point in the show where we're going to say something and you don't want us to say, I've asked Scotty to come up with a safe word.
Oh, we
that,
safe word?
Any of you could yell out at any given moment. You know, everybody knows what a safe word is, right? Any given moment, you yell out the safe word, and then we'll stop the line of questioning,
right?
Which we probably won't really. So just know that I'll probably continue anyway. But today, Scotty has chosen the safe word. Scotty, what is the word?
Hand job.
Okay, well, there it is. That's a good safe word.
That doesn't seem safe.
Yeah.
At all. Yeah. So you'll say,
honestly,
excuse me, I work at a bank. I work at a bank, and I'm not yelling that. Okay?
I work with kids.
Yeah, I'm not.
Not happening.
Not happening. Well, it looks like you can't use the safe word.
Well,
right. All right. So let's meet the Joan Felicia there from Barnstead. I'm gonna I'll read a little bit of the letter that you wrote. Is that cool?
Yep.
All right. So let me get the appropriate music on. The love letter, Joe and Felicia. Joe wrote.
Matt Felicia.
No, I don't think.
I met Felicia over 7 years ago when we were working at Water Country. I was a head lifeguard at the park in my third summer there, and Felicia was a brand new lifeguard.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice. All right.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
Is there any photos?
No. I asked Felicia out. She said yes. We went on our first date that night. I took her to see the Tom Cruise movie Night and Day. It's cool that he remembers.
Yep.
Like a guy remembers.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Decent movie.
It's impressive.
Cameron Diaz, I think, was in that one. Decent movie.
Right.
Yep.
Good. All right. So he takes her to see the movie, and he goes, soon after we sat down, I pulled out the move. That made her fall in love with me.
Oh, what? Let's hear the move. Do you want to share your secret?
Is it a head push?
I don't know if I would have used pulled out.
I don't feel the word out.
I was kind of like pulled the move.
It's that
would be better.
It's popcorn trick you told me
about.
Right.
The popcorn trick.
Never mind. So what he did is I distracted her with some. I distracted her with some small talk, and then I said, "Oh, look, there's a dollar on the floor." Then when she leaned forward to see the money. I put my arm around her. That's a good move.
Nice.
Good move.
And she
it's
fell
like
a, for it.
It's like a, pretty good.
I gotta stretch it out.
And we immediately started making out, and we pretty much missed the rest of the movie.
Yeah, I have no idea what it's about.
Good for you. Good for you. There you go. Very nice. Very nice. Let me see here. It also flash forward to 2 years ago. We got our second dog. He was a puppy. He dug through your mattress.
That's right.
Nice.
So you need a new mattress.
Flipped it over, and he dug through the other side as well.
So you're looking for a new mattress would be good.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, nice to meet you. Very, very nice. Very nice. So nice hand for Joe and Felicia.
Woo-hoo.
All right, who's next, Kayla? I can't. Who's next over here?
We've got Chris and misspelled Rachel.
Rachel, I'm sorry.
So
embarrassing.
Have
to
she's
not
have
misspelled.
To
Laura misspelled.
Okay.
And now she's going to correct herself.
Chris and Rachel. Now, and where are you guys from?
Kittery.
All right, Kittery. All right. So, and you you guys told me outside that you've been married about as long as my wife and I have been married.
Yep.
So,
27 years this October.
27 years. All right, well, congratulations. So here is, who wrote the letter?
I did.
Okay, so here's what.
I don't know what's on it.
Here's what Chris wrote.
Oh, fun.
No, this is the first
first time.
You should see the pictures he included in there, too. It was like, wow.
All right. My bad.
Yeah, check that stuff, Scotty. He's a little,
I did check it.
Real people. I don't mean that. I meant check what you're saying.
Yeah, that's why you picked the word. Job, right?
I know. All right, here we go. Chris wrote, when I was 15, I looked out my bedroom window in the morning, and I saw a beautiful blonde that had just moved down the street waiting at the bus stop. I was like,
creeper. Call the police. Wicked creeper.
Okay, all right.
My bad.
I was like, she's going to be my girlfriend. I finally met her after practicing softball down the back of my house. I gave her a ride on my three-wheeler, and we became boyfriend and girlfriend. That's all
yeah,
it took.
Yeah, you did.
Once you're on a three-wheeler, the ride, yeah, it's never the same. It says, I was a 15 and a sophomore. She was 13 in eighth grade. We've been together ever since, and we were married in 1981. I have two beautiful girls, Kaylee and Madison. We did have a, check this, we did have a bump in the road back in 98, and we did actually get a divorce. 3 months later, we both realized we love each other too much. She surprised me by taking me to Vegas and getting remarried. We've been happily married ever since.
Married twice.
That's cool.
So in love.
Oh, hold good on. For you. Scotty's not at that point yet.
Maybe that'll just end the divorce didn't last.
Not at that
that's
point.
That's all he's yeah. talking about.
Very nice. So that's cool. Well, good for you. And I'm glad you're happy there. Very nice. Okay. So, Laura, who do we have over here? The second to the inside. Who is
this
who's
is
next?
Chris and Crystal.
Okay, Chris and Crystal.
That's easy. Hello. Chris and Crystal, I got it. Chris
right.
and Chris.
Where are you guys from?
Epping.
All right. So, Crystal, you wrote this letter.
Yes.
Right? Okay. You're okay with me reading it?
Yeah.
Do you know what she wrote?
Nope.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Hers didn't make it sound very good.
Okay. She wrote, my husband has a huge, what? I'm just kidding. She didn't say that.
Wow.
I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying she didn't write that. Here's what she wrote. Chris and Crystal. My husband met me when I was dating my ex-boyfriend. He thought of me as his dream girl and couldn't stand the way my ex treated me. When we broke up, he was there to ask me out to dinner. He was 8 years younger than me, so I thought we'd just kind of be friends. But he kept pursuing me. Nice.
Sooner or later, you up. Sooner or later, you wear him down.
Yeah, right.
He didn't
it's
like, leave
oh,
me
okay.
alone.
Okay.
Chris, back then you could do that. Today,
you need
it's
to leave him alone.
It's a yeah. whole different yeah. ball game. But you were persistent.
Usually yeah. ends with a third party.
Right.
One of them's got a gun.
Yeah.
Wearing a suit.
He kept pursuing me, and I finally gave him a chance. He came into me and my son's life when he was six, and my son just turned 16. He stepped up and became the man we needed. He's been our support system, our rock. He deserves the world, but I can't afford it. He always puts us first and never even looks for a thank you. That's very nice. Isn't that nice?
It's
Look at
nice.
That. It's true. Good for you.
Very cute.
Excellent. Okay. Well, welcome.
Wait a minute. What? Well, I thought I had movement in my heart. It was, gas.
It was gas.
You can't look for that from Scotty. No. You know what you're dealing with when you get to Scotty.
It's close.
Okay. And over here we have Laura.
William and Victoria. Where are you guys from?
Drake it.
All right. Drake and Mass. And what do you guys do? I didn't even ask anybody what you do.
Oh, I work for a cell phone company.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
You
that's cool.
To throw out the safe word.
All right. You had to think.
If they're going to use the safe word, they don't want to be
right.
The principal of a school.
And what do you do?
I actually work for Hertz, the rental car company.
Okay. All right.
Okay, great.
Well, here's the letter. Who wrote it? Which one? You wrote it, right?
I'm sure it's me.
It is. Okay, here we go. Let me see. Give me the love music. Thank you. My wife and I are the most in sync couple we've ever known. Mm. We finish each other's sentences.
Oh, that's annoying.
What?
I'll tell you something. There's nothing more annoying than, really? You had no idea where I was going with that.
No, I was going with that.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
When rushing in the morning, we grab the things the other person would forget, like keys and breakfast and that kind of things. And the movie quotes, TV or song lyrics. 75% of our response dialogue comes from Family Guy, South Park, Princess Bride, Head of State. Great. I mean, I love you guys already. That's awesome. You're right up my head. Of State, man. NATO. Who needs NATO? That's from Head of State.
Yes.
All right. I get excited about the little thing. Sorry.
I like that, too.
It weirds other people out.
Where?
It weirds other people out, but we do quote, smile, and give each other a kiss. As far as being a loving couple, people go, ew, as to how cute we are on our Facebook pics and such. So what you're telling us is you're that couple, right?
Yeah. We're that couple.
I like that you're saying it.
We are so gross.
We've brought it up in parties before.
We're gross together. Right?
Okay, that's great. All right, well, there you go. That's very nice. I like that you know that each other that well.
We brought it up at parties before, and we're like, are we that couple?
Do you
hate hanging with us because we're just like, yeah.
You do realize.
They keep you around, though.
If you lose... that doesn't bode very well for the whole We're That Couple.
That's all right.
Okay, all right.
It's a pleasure just to be nominated.
Well, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Did you guys at all practice?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. Everybody right. practiced.
So you did.
But I came up with these questions, so you have no idea what we're going to ask.
Yeah. Each one of these questions is decorated with hearts and stuff like that by Laura.
My just know seriously? This. The
She's unbelievable. She's unbelievable. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're gonna break. We're going to do news. And when we come back, we're going to do who are we going to do, ladies first?
It's up to you. We right. can we're
gonna
whatever do you want.
The ladies,
that's my choice.
After the break. I hear you. I'm down with that. Even for you.
She's got something in her eye.
So the ladies will stay in the studio. The guys will go out. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to turn off all your cell phones. I don't want anybody looking at any cell phones or anything like that. And we'll ask them questions. You come in and try to match their answers. Okay? That's simple. All right? And do we do two rounds?
Yeah, I have four questions for the ladies and then four questions for the men. And then if we have tiebreakers, I have two bonus rounds.
Okay, see, there's nothing she doesn't think of. It's amazing. It's obnoxious. Way more obnoxious than the cute couple. So, guys, we'll bring the ladies in just a little bit, and we'll start our Buzz Newlywed game with our friends at Portland Mattress Makers. All right, so thank you for coming. We're going to have some fun. Some of you are going to be fighting before the next hour is up. But we'll find out. We'll be right back with the Newlywed game next.
I don't want you hanging around with these ignorant idiots. Shut your